screaming as she shivered against the back of the box. "Please don't hurt me," she begged. "I got lost and she didn't come to find me." She started crying again. "Well, now I've found you instead. Why don't you come with me and we'll give you some food and a little bed to sleep in." Jimmy and I thought of how she had slept on the hard, cold floor and how uncomfortable it was. She thought of how her tummy felt like it was going to eat itself. Maybe the red monster was really not a monster at all. She looked at his red face and a burly hand stretched out toward hers. She headed towards him with tears in her eyes.